We have done nothing on this podcast, Great News, with Kevin and Mike. You can find it on YouTube and any place where you get podcasts, but the audio version is not quite as good as the video version because a lot of times we play videos and you can see the people that are taking place. And we've done nothing but say the dogs rule.
Yeah.
And cats drool.
And I agree with that.
We're not fans of cats. I just found out that Mike got a cat.
I did. I got a kitten, more importantly.
Yeah, you know, they grow up.
Oh, I know. But I'm learning this.
Unless it was for your daughter. It's the only acceptable reason.
Practically everything, if you look at it long enough, is for my daughter.
No, but unless your daughter asked for a kitten and you said, okay.
It was more for the farm.
Oh, blasphemy.
Yeah.
Why the farm?
They're great to help out with the, you know,
certain birds. If you need oats and wheat carried on your shoulder, they can jump in and out. No,
predatory birds, dude.
What do cats do with them? You said the cat's the size of your palm.
Well, it's not right now. It hasn't even left the house. In fact, it hasn't even left its little cardboard box. My wife's in the bedroom right now, like cuddling with it.
You've got a cat.
But eventually, it will be a helpful little partner here on the, and it's so freaking cute. It is the size of, I can bring it over. It's
bring it over.
Doubled in size already, and it's still bring like it over. This big. All right.
Bring it over. When you see your cat, we've done nothing but mock people who have cats. Cats are a terrible pet because they just want to tear up your furniture, and they look at you when they're sitting in your spot. They look at you like, what are you going to do about it? I rule this place. And they're waiting some night. They're probably going to rip your face off. That's going to happen because you have a cat. And I know that there are a lot of cat lovers out there, but let's be honest. Dogs are the best. Cats, not so great. I used to have a partner who agreed with me until recently when he got his own little cat, which we're about to see for the first time. That is a cute baba. Little animal.
He's my little baba, my little mitten wool.
Hold him up a little bit higher. Yeah.
Come here. Oh, little claws.
Yeah. This is the animal that will one day kill Mike Catherwood. And I'm just happy that it's so cute right now. Wow.
You hear that little meow?
I hear it's very cute. Very cute. It's going to want to kill you soon.
Yeah.
Okay. As long as you're aware of that.
I just wanted, I just wanted to
let okay. you know. Okay. All right. Mike always starts out our Great News podcast with an intro. And I believe this is a repeat, but I would like to hear the Beach Boys.
Yeah, it's an intro, yeah, an intro, and here we go with good news, yeah, it's some good news, intro, it's an intro, you know, there's good news, not real bad news, here on Great News.
Very nice. Very nice. All right, my first story is one of those that you look at and you think, A, no one on earth should be doing that. B, I can't believe this person is doing that.
Okay.
And his name is Sebastian Stuttner. And he is surfing. You surf, Mike, right?
I do. Not very well, but yes.
I got destroyed on a 7-8 foot wave. Destroyed. Slammed to the sand. I thought I was never going to breathe again.
7-8 foot is that's
it's huge.
That's that will put you down to the bottom of the sea. Yeah,
that's what I thought. I thought, well, this is how I die. All right, fine. This guy Sebastian is surfing a 35 meter tall wave, which is roughly 115 feet. Remember my story? 7 feet. This guy 115 feet.
Oh my God.
See the line, the white line that goes right down to where his surfboard is. And watch this. Look at the mountain of a wave behind him.
That's just so scary.
It's just about to break.
Oh my God.
Look. Oh my God. He outruns the whole thing. How incredible is that?
It's
115 feet. That wave, if it breaks and crashes on him, that kills him.
And I honestly, it's like one of those things, like I used to watch Freestyle Moto in the X Games.
Yep, same.
You go, wow, that's amazing to watch someone 70 feet in the air do a backflip on a motorcycle and landing. But if you've ever ridden dirt bikes, you know, like this is it. You go, I can't understand how he. If I jump 5 feet, like really think like a short human, you go 5 feet off the ground and then land it. That's you get so much adrenaline going through you. You're like,
yeah, you're pumped. That's the greatest thing you've ever done.
Yes. I've like, you know, you get on a 6 foot, 7 foot wave. That is like really it's aggressive. Frightening. You feel nature is wrecking you.
Also, when you're on that wave, you're committed. And
yeah, kind
of. Good luck. You are not pulling out of that one, man. That is crazy. So I just wanted to show you that as somebody who's doing a little more with their lives than we are.
Oh, for sure. But also, I went to the rodeo the other night.
Yes.
And it was like a pro tour. And these are pro bull riders.
Right.
And they're these gargantuan bulls who are angry. And then a human goes, on purpose, I'm going to get on this bull and then see how long I can last. And then when it gets off, another human goes and tries to distract the bull to run after. And I'm like, super manly, very impressive. I'm happy to watch this. But you're all on top of being brave. You're little, right?
There's some craziness there. Yes, no question about
and
that.
And same
there's
with some big wave surfers. I'm always like, well, you're a... All right. Well, that is impressive. I'm glad you
115
that.
Feet.
So recently Mother's Day happened, Kevin.
Yes.
And, you know, ironically, my mother, a legendary big wave surfer. So recently Mother's Day happened. And we encounter this every once in a while here on Great News where a YouTuber or a TikToker will create some stunt surrounding a happy, charitable, humane event. And people kind of look at it with a bit of a cynical eye because they're like, well, this person's just trying to get likes and
attention. Yeah.
And I go, maybe, but who really cares in the end? This gentleman, I was not familiar because I'm not on TikTok. I'm not familiar with him because I'm too old. He decided to do something special for Mother's Day and film it. And I thought this was gorgeous. Check it out. So if you're missing someone this Mother's Day, he's holding a sign. Take a flower and hug me.
Are you missing someone this Mother's
my
Day?
My son.
Where's your son?
He does.
Sorry to hear that. If you could say something to him, what would it be?
I would say, you need to come home. I love you.
Come on, man. Bring it in. What's your name?
Thank you. My name is Raj.
You missing someone?
My mom is in India for Mother's Day.
If you could say something to her, what would it be?
Mom, I love you, Mom. You're the best.
Are you missing someone this Mother's Day? What was your favorite thing to do with your grandpa?
He'd usually, take me out for ice cream.
What's your favorite ice cream?
Chocolate.
Hopefully you can get some chocolate ice cream this weekend, okay? I love you. I'll give you one more hug.
Come on.
I agree with you 100%. That is a publicity stunt for him to get followers on YouTube. But I'm 1,000% happy with that. I don't care because these people clearly need to express some emotion. And he's actually doing a service for them.
He's doing a beautiful service. A stranger doing a beautiful service. And you know how most people get attention on TikTok and YouTube?
Yes, agreed.
Underwear. And knocking out strangers.
Not that there's anything wrong with thong underwear. That's not what we're saying.
Listen.
Okay.
Who knows that more than I do? What I'm saying is that it can be mostly a pretty rancid world of exploitation. Sure. So it's like, this is your goal. Is this your means to get attention? I'm all for it. Good for him.
Yeah. I hope you get attention for it. Good for you. My next one is a Scottish 3-year-old who's asking her dad about Easter. And this 3-year-old is smarter than both Mike and I combined. And she has a lot of questions and she needs a lot of answers about Easter and what exactly is going on at Easter time. Watch this.
Dad, are you painting a face on an egg?
Yes, I am.
Have you lost your mind?
No, it's for Easter.
Easter.
Right, okay. What's wrong with Easter now?
I just don't understand what it's all about. Why do you give me chocolate?
How do you mean?
When I ask for chocolate, Mum said, no, 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 not good for you. Sometimes you give me more chocolate, what I can eat.
Like when?
Easter, Halloween, Christmas, my birthday.
Okay, okay.
The country is gripped by obesity. All our film wishes have loads of chocolate.
Yeah, I suppose you're right.
I don't get the characters either.
What characters?
The Easter characters. We learned all about Easter at nursery.
Yeah?
Are Easter Bunny and Jesus best pals?
Well, not really.
Is Easter Bunny in the Bible? Does he carry a basket of eggs all the time?
Well, the thing is, he's not really in the...
Does Jesus totally love chocolate then?
Well, the thing is, Easter Bunny's not really in the Bible.
What do you think Jesus... his favourite chocolate is?
I don't think he had a favourite.
My favourite's Puttons.
Listen, Isla, lots of people believe lots of different things, but the most important thing is that we have fun together.
You know what I really don't get?
What's that?
Bunnies don't even lay eggs.
How sweet is she?
That was next level. That was awesome. That was awesome.
Why, if the chocolate's bad for me, why do you give it to me all the time?
Yeah, no. I can't have chocolate normally, but then for celebrations, I get more chocolate than I could ever dream of eating. Incredibly good question.
This makes no sense to me. Yeah.
Incredibly good question. Kevin?
Yes.
Short and sweet, this one.
All right.
A frog rides a fish. That happened, and I have video proof.
A frog rides a fish.
Watch this.
What?
Like, comfortably.
He's on the back of a fish.
And the fish is not tripping at all.
He jettisons him at the end, but that's a frog riding a fish.
I did not know that happened, but
that's fantastic.
See video. That's great news.
That's fantastic.
Yes.
All right. My next story is about kids who live in an area where people need their driveways shoveled.
Okay.
And so they walk up to a Ring camera and they ask the woman if she needs her driveway shoveled, and they're going to do it. And she's going to pay them $20 to do it. Now, to a kid, a little kid, like $20 might as well be $1 million,
yeah,
because they don't really have an idea of money. But they go on a comedic chunk of making fun of rich people. When the woman goes back inside to get money, they're like, oh, rich people, they have all the money in the world. They don't have to shovel their sidewalks. What's this entire thing that is caught on Ring with these kids?
Oh, she's rich. Oh, yeah, I got a camera. I'm not watching this one. Dude, your Ring.
Kid walks up, rings the doorbell.
Hi, do you want us to shove your driveway for $20?
Yes, we do.
Sorry, I'm just going to block her from the thing. Okay, I'll get you $20 right now, but we have to leave, so I'll give you the money. If you can shovel it, then we'll be back in an hour, okay?
Okay.
Okay, 1 second.
Sorry, yeah.
So, like, $10 each.
Yeah. What's
that? $10 each.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Mario, aren't you awesome?
No, no wonder you're drawn. Our people are rich. They'll pay us like, how much? I want to shovel it. Okay.
I don't want to shovel it. I'm rich.
Paper bag, all our money, we're carrying up on. We're rich. So finally, one little jiggle, jiggle, it pulls. You should see my bank account. I heard I have like $6,000 in there.
What?
Yeah.
You should just keep spending until you are like 16 and I need to buy a car.
Oh, I don't know.
You need to buy a really short car though, because you're really short.
Oh, a Lamborghini is good for me. Lamborghinis are short.
Yeah, then don't move to like Los Angeles.
Thank you so much.
No problem.
Really appreciate it. Thank you.
So
thank you. Oh, dude, thank you. I'm going to do a really good job because it's hitting first.
Those are my boys right there.
That is so funny. Oh, they're rich. They don't need to shovel their own driveway.
That is fantastic. And it's a great lead into this next story because it also involves children, but from a different angle. So this very young boy, I don't know if it says in the video his actual age, but I'm going to guess at 10. You know, it's a child.
Right.
Has cancer. And the treatment for this young child's cancer is actually much more excessive than he and his parents initially thought. So he has to celebrate his birthday inside a cancer ward.
Wow.
And check out what all the nurses and doctors do for this young man celebrating his birthday in a cancer ward.
I don't want to talk.
Happy birthday!
Other things we've been through.
Oh,
it's hard to me.
Oh, Justin!
Now it seems to me.
I've
been all my cards.
All right, we don't need to watch it again. I'll pass out from losing too many
tears. You weren't enjoying the ABBA?
Come on.
That is beautiful. That is beautiful. And that's another reason why nurses, like teachers, can have such a huge impact on people and deserve all of the many, many billions of dollars that they make.
It gets vulgar sometimes. I mean, it's like Elon Musk, RNs, you know?
Yeah, exactly. All right. If you like this podcast, you can subscribe, click the little notification button so that you know when we put up a new episode, which is Mondays and Thursdays. And Mike is going to do an outro now, I believe, as Bob Dylan.
Outro.
And on the hammock, mine blue. Get my hand again, he ain't new.